I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This hour of the Gray Hill Morning Show brought to you by Northeast Men's Health with locations in Salem, New Hampshire, and in Dedham next to Legacy Place.
And now,
got to give your boy, your nemesis, Tommy Curran, some credit. He got Brady Sr. on.
Yes, when it comes to ball washing the Brady family, he is at the top of the list.
Hey.
Oh, sorry, Curtis.
Be curious, not judgmental.
You got to own it, though.
Got to own it, yeah.
You got to own it.
So now we know
you
what
it is. You got to own that, Curtis.
God, it's America.
Now we know
capitalism. What it is. Ever heard of it?
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe.
May not even be safe. Probably not for your workers, even.
Brighton, Massachusetts.
Just disregard that.
All across the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Or streaming at WEEI.com.
This is
The Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
What's up with you?
There you go.
How's that?
All right.
Man, ain't this going on, trying to survive?
With your host.
I live next door to Greg Hill, and he's not an impressive guy.
Greg Hill.
Why do you still talk about Tom Brady? Why can't you move on from Tom Brady? And that is the reason right there. Because Tom Brady and Tom Brady Sr.
Damn right.
Can't move on from here.
Damn right.
They can't move on from this.
Damn right.
You went elsewhere. Right. You have found success. You appear to be happy.
Right.
Move on. Leave us alone. Leave us alone. Stop with the bitterness.
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty, Wiggy.
I know you're a fan of Megan Thee Stallion.
Yeah, I'm off the Megan Thee Stallion train.
Oh, you are?
Okay. Yeah.
What?
I'm off the...
Okay.
They put her toes on Twitter, and her feet are...
You don't like her?
I almost said effed up.
You don't like
her feet are jacked up. Jacked up.
Her feet are effed
up. Oh, man, her toes are too long. Like hot dogs.
Featuring the new full-time co-host of the Greg Hill Morning Show, Courtney Cox.
Two alleged gang associates found with a car trunk full of KFC takeout were arrested as they tried to enter New Zealand's largest city on Sunday in breach of strict coronavirus lockdown rules.
So now when it comes to gangs, you have the Bloods and the Crisps. Is that correct? Oh, come on, Curtis.
And behind the glass.
The Ken and Curtis Show.
Our own Statler and Waldorf.
They are co-hosts.
Ken and Curtis.
I mean, the man probably has the greatest catch in franchise history.
In terms of degree of difficulty and surprising, when N'Keal Harry made that catch, the one catch he has.
Now.
But we've got to be role models.
Right.
Oh, God.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
You massholes!
Gave them a lot of what for.
You just have no idea what you're talking about.
Cover it!
Let's cover it.
I love you dearly.
On Sports Radio.
Cheers. Crushing beers and watching the Pats.
From your lips to God's ears.
WEEI.
You're talking about number two.
That is correct.
Okay. What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
Yo, what's popping, Greg?
How you doing, Wiggs?
I'm good, man.
Courtney, hello?
Thursday.
Yes, Thursday.
Friday Junior.
Junior. Welcome to your show. Executive order. I am declaring today and only today to be a Tom Brady talk free radio show.
Wow. That's going to hurt my lead.
I would like that's
see you tomorrow.
All right, after the leads then. Is that your lead is Tom Brady related?
It is Tom Brady related.
All right.
It's a good day to be a hub guy.
Fine. I'll cover my ears. I maybe when it comes to
I think you'll like it though.
Courtney, I always like your leads.
True.
I will. Maybe we'll dump out a callers. Should they be? Maybe it's just when a caller institutes or starts a Tom Brady-related discussion, we could dump out. Is that possible?
I know you want 4 hours of Red Sox talk. I do, too. But I do think you should consider some Brady talk.
I got to tell you this. I may have to issue a rare apology to Chaim Bloom when he joins us at 9 o'clock during the front office report.
Woo! Thank you.
With regard to your guy, Schwarber. And what was done at the trade deadline.
My apologies.
What? I mean, Ken, the guy has impressed. You probably ended up getting, even though he was injured at the time, you probably ended up getting the very best offensive threat that was available at trade deadline time, did you not?
The man who owes the apology is Christopher John Curtis, because when I kept saying they got an all-star, he said, they got an all-star. He's injured.
Something to look at this morning. Maybe one of the best Twitter feuds I've seen in quite some time. Butch Stearns and Adam Pellerin going back and forth about Schwarber.
What a battle of wits that is.
No. It is a back and forth.
It's tweefing right there.
If a tree falls in the forest, does anyone hear it?
Butch and Adam are awesome.
Yeah, if you're in the forest.
If you're in the forest, you hear it.
They're awesome.
Yes.
But they were going at it last night.
Oh, yeah. Man. Well,
that's seven in a row?
Deep to find that one.
Ken, Red Sox, seven in a row?
Seven in a row, Greg. Look at them go.
What, do you have two bombs last night?
Two in the first two innings.
Ding-dongs.
Back to back. Inning one, inning two. Back to back.
We can say bombs, but we can't say Brady.
All right. Well, more on that, I'm sure, in trending in just a few moments with Boss Man Laird, as he has declared himself to be. We will get to the leads today at about 6:30, and then the dumbest of the day at around 7:30. And as I just mentioned, the Red Sox front office report with Chaim Bloom coming up on the show at 9 this morning. If you want to be on at any time, you could call 617-779-7937, or you can text on the text line, which is 37937. If for whatever reason you cannot listen to this radio show on any of the radio stations that we have assembled for you in the New England region, then you can stream it at weei.com, or you can download the Odyssey app. And you can listen to us in that manner. And should you decide that you would like to, you can watch this program all morning long on Twitch. Just go to twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. And here is Ken and what is trending.
The Greg Hill Show, morning 6 to 10. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Well, Greg, start your day with a healthy breakfast. I know you finished your night with a charcuterie plate there at Strega, wherever you were. But
that was Prezza.
Oh, okay.
That Meet the Prezza?
That was a different spot in the North End, but I did have a great event at Strega North End with the next mayor of the city of Boston.
Okay.
Michelle Wu was there?
It was not Michelle Wu. She was, I believe she was working on an unarmed, trained citizen trash patrol last night in the North End. They're out getting rats.
And Jen Royal was there. What a shock that was.
What? I mean, she's a North End business person. Nearly every, my man Massimo was there from Aria.
Wow, all the North End people were there.
All the North End business owners were there. And
did they welcome you with open arms after you're the man of the year from Southie?
Unsung hero, Wiggs.
They're not too, listen, there are neighborhoods in the city, Wiggy, you know how it goes. Yep. I mean, I think some of those issues are being healed from years ago, but whether it's Charlestown or Southie or North End, they're all coming together.
If I can't talk Brady, you can't talk restaurants or COVID.
All right, that's fine.
I noticed DeFilippo was missing from that crew. Start your day with a healthy breakfast.
He's in the seaport.
Damien DePaulo is there, though, our guy.
Yeah, I love Damien. Purchase today only a dozen large Lucerne eggs, only 97 cents, when you click the digital coupon at Shaw's. Limit to perfecting the art of fresh. Schwarb's in action last night.
Walker's pitch, swinging a high drive, well hit center field. Brandon Nimmo watching that one go way out of here in straightaway center. About 10 rows back into the bleachers.
Set the tone with that first inning homer, another one in the second. The Sox pound the Mets 12-5, seven wins in a row. Courtney 5-0 in the yellow jerseys.
Yes, we are also asking Chaim Bloom to send over some gear because I need that sweatshirt and I need that hat.
Some swagger.
Yeah.
What would you call the? I mean, it's not mustard. It's like
it's brighter than mustard. Yeah. I would say highlighter yellow.
Highlighter yellow.
Yes.
The hats are dope though.
Mm.
Well, Chris Sale moved to 5-0, his ERA at 2.57, two runs on six hits and five innings. Fastball was back to 97, Greg. I know you were charting that.
Mm-hmm.
15 swings and misses. Back to the Sale we know and love. And the Red Sox offense, six runs in all these seven wins or more, averaging 8.4 runs a game. Off day today, three with the Yankees. Big series coming up Friday. Nathan Eovaldi v. Garrett Cole in primetime Friday night. And then Pivetta and Erod finish it out. Right now, as the Rays beat the Blue Jays and the Yankees completed a sweep of the Rangers, Boston two games up on New York, 2.5 up on Toronto for the top wild card spot. So drama coming, 9 games to go. Matt Judon missing practice yesterday, Wiggs, with a knee issue. Trent Brown limited with a calf. Damian Harris limited with a finger. 1-1 Patriots, 1-1 Saints this Sunday. And Wiggy is on location. Cover yourselves with something. Hide the women and children. Yep. Howl at the moon at Patriot Place, Ow! NFL Sunday, 9 a.m.
Yeah, we will be
Greg's
there.
Place. Greg's
yeah.
Place.
We will be checking out the food, the atmosphere, the ambiance, all that good stuff. And we will be talking Patriots and NFL football on the award-winning NFL Sunday.
So it's
go.
You and Foyer Gresh, and Rich and Gresh.
Yeah. And Anissa right. Sabi George.
Yes. And Anissa will
I'm gonna
be
go
swinging by.
You're,
Come
ooh,
on through.
I'm swinging by, yeah.
Yep, we'll be there till
Absolutely.
1 o'clock.
Oh. All right.
We'll be chopping it up till 1.
Well, listen, Phil, why don't you head down there and order yourself one item, and it'll be on me.
What's the item?
One item only.
What's the item of...
For you, I'd recommend a salad.
Besides a salad. Ain't nobody eating a salad. What's maybe, the go-to item at Howl at the Moon?
I would try the Wangs, because you're a big fan of the Wangs.
I like the
Wangs.
As
you tell us all the time on this program.
Can I get lemon pepper?
Brett, why don't you bring your own lemon pepper?
Hopefully you'll limit to Justin Fields talk
on
Sunday.
You like that Justin Fields starting Sunday.
He is starting against
okay.
the Browns. Also, Tua is out, so Jacoby Brissett starting for the Dolphins.
Mm-hmm.
Carson Wentz didn't practice. He could be out for Indy. Ben Roethlisberger, pec injury. He's up in the air for the Steelers-Bengals game. And Antonio Brown, COVID-19 positive, Curtis. The beginning of the end for the
Uh-oh.
Dynasty here. The Bucs are unraveling.
Uh-oh. Hopefully it wasn't that Brady.
That's a team that was 100% vaccinated,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, he's definitely been vaccinated.
Well, he's got to have two negative tests within 24 hours in order to be eligible to play because he is vaxxed. That's the vaccinated rule.
And he can take those whenever now.
I think it's within 24 hours, yeah. So
if I hadn't declared this a you-know-what talk-free zone this mm-hmm. morning, I would bring up the fact that that individual's coach took a little bit of a shot at him yesterday.
Yes, he did.
Was that surprising to you?
Nope.
No, it wasn't?
Mm-mm.
I thought he didn't like that. I thought that guy wanted it all to be fun and happiness. He didn't like the coach taking any shots at him or instructing
well,
him.
I heard now he likes to be coached hard.
Oh, he does?
Yeah, that's what I heard now.
Oh, he likes to be now.
Greg, how many slices of prosciutto did you have at Prezzo?
That's what I heard now. He likes to be coached on.
Okay.
He likes to win. Try it.
We do have that audio. We'll get to that later, I'm sure. TD Garden in the news as well. Greg, is this your lead or is this
no.
to be discussed now?
No. But I think we should discuss it. Why don't we discuss it after the break?
Yeah,
because
okay.
I think it's interesting.
Is it? Well, I thought it was more than interesting.
Yeah,
you're upset about
this I thought
this
you said
one.
No COVID.
What, you're upset about it?
No, you are.
No, I'm not.
I'm
upset.
Good to go.
I'm not upset about
he's,
it.
He's good to go, too.
Yeah, I'm fine. I mean, I think there are people that will probably question one part of the restriction when it comes to getting into the garden, but I'm fine with it. All right.
Okay, that's a shock to me. The Revs beat the Fire 3-2 and clinched the
yes,
playoff berth last
first
night.
First team
Congrats
to clinch.
To the Revs. There you go. Playoffs are back, baby.
Hey, finally a winning team in Foxborough.
Football.
That's what's trending in your Greg.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Show.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on EEI.
Let that marinate. Happy birthday to the great one, the goat, or the Gay Oat, as we used to call him on the old show, because he is the greatest artist of all time. How old is Bruce today?
72.
72, wow. The man looks like he's 51. Tip-top shape. Wiggy, he looks like a guy who could outlift you. He could outrun you. He could certainly out-Peloton me. And the guy still puts on a 2.5-3 hour show at the age of 72.
Is anybody else even in contention for you? Greatest artist of all time?
No, I'm sorry. There's nobody else. Maybe, I don't know, maybe Biggie is up there.
Alive?
But there's nobody else artist-wise.
Dylan? No Dylan?
Bob Dylan is certainly a great lyricist, but...
Lyricist?
Yeah, great lyricist. What? You don't care about the lyrics?
I didn't know Bob Dylan was a lyricist. My bad. Well, I didn't know he was an MC now. A lyricist.
He's the original MC. Okay. He had one of the first rap songs of all time.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
Okay.
I
love how you go Bob Dylan is like one of the first rap songs of all time.
Well, it was.
Well, I mean, if you can kind of really go back to like some of the early jazz, like some of the stuff that Satchmo had, like the whole thing, now we're giving it to Bob Dylan, give it to Elvis.
Well, Subterranean Homesick Blues was like a legit rap style.
What year did that come out?
Probably like 62 or something. I don't know.
Go see when Satchmo was popping. Yeah, okay, that's what I thought.
Well, okay, but you understand lyricist is somebody who writes great lyrics.
Yeah, I know what a lyricist is. I'm a hip-hop fan.
Right.
Where a true lyricist is bred from.
Well, so, I'm to understand that they spit their lyrics.
But they write their lyrics. A lot of great artists, you know, have people writing their songs for them.
I mean, I feel like when Eminem had his mom's spaghetti all over his sweater and
Greg knows, Eminem.
I'm talking about 8 Mile.
Okay.
Fantastic film.
We know it.
When he went down there, he brought his notebook, but he was spitting from the top of his head.
Yeah, now I have to watch Notebook for lunch.
It was a freestyle.
He was not. And I thought you were going to say you had to have mom's spaghetti for lunch, Curtis.
Well, it's next level. By the way, Greg, I'm sorry, Wiggy, ignore Greg. He thinks people saying, "Let's get down to business," right, is great lyrics.
Yeah, that is true.
EDM idiot.
Yeah, that is true. All right. Speaking of artists and concerts, Ken, you brought up TD Garden, where the Bruins will be on the ice playing a hockey game next Thursday. Praise Jesus. Announcing that they have some requirements for this upcoming season, whether you're going to a Bruins game or a Celtics game or a concert. And Ken, did you think this would be controversial, or I mean, they're requiring that you are vaccinated and you present not only your ticket, but your vax card, or that you have two negative tests within 72 hours of attending a game.
Two different types.
Two different types. And that you keep your mask on for the entire game. So to me, this is the only part I don't understand. Maybe there are some that will question this or will have some input. But if you are presenting the proof that you have been vaccinated and or have a negative test,
right?
Why are you required to keep your mask on during the game?
I don't get that one. But the other thing I don't get, why do you have to have two different negative tests? Different types.
Testing is flawed. I don't know.
I heard it's because the Jacobs, if you want to get tested in the Garden, it's $500 a test. That's what they're charging.
I also feel like this is going to hurt ticket sales when it comes to concerts, because there are a lot of concerts that if you get invited to, Greg, you're like, yeah, I know a few songs here and there. They're a good artist. They're not my favorite, but I'm going to go out for the night. Mm-hmm. Now, this makes it 10 times more difficult for you to get there. So you're probably going to turn down a lot of tickets that you would probably say yes to. Like, there are not any concerts until December 2nd and 3rd that I would go out of my way to get a test, to do everything I need to do before going to.
Well, at least in the case of those who are vaccinated, like you or Wiggy or everybody here in the room, perhaps except for me, you can go to a game last minute. So if somebody calls you up on a Thursday night and says, hey, I have an extra Bruins ticket,
You're fine.
I'll meet you there. But if you're somebody who has to get a test, you have to make the plan to go to the game.
Yes.
72 hours in advance.
Well, if you're unvaccinated, this is really screwed, because it's not just one test, right? You could say, all right, I'm going to do one test. And if they're saying you have to have two different tests, people that are unvaccinated, like, this is really going to affect ticket sales. Like you said, Courtney, it's going to affect people going to concerts, because who wants to go? Oh my God, I now got to go get two tests. I got to go make sure I get the PCR test and then this other test.
Well, and then sit there in a mask. Like, I don't really want to go see.
Man, nobody's going to follow that. That part doesn't bother me. There's a mask mandate right now in the city. Have you been in places before?
Yes.
Have you seen people wearing masks?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Well, that's because.
Is it mandate offensive?
it should be. Yeah, you're right.
I mean, what are we doing
here? It should
be here?
Pronoun date or right. person date, not man date.
They date.
Yeah. You're
hey,
right.
Woman.
I mean, listen, the city of Boston essentially told everybody who owns a place, restaurant or bar, etc., when it comes to the mask thing, we're not going to write anybody up, so don't worry about it.
Right. No, I mean, the mask is not the issue. The issue is for somebody like you, Greg, is you now have to go get two tests. Like, so that becomes the issue. That's just a pain in the ass for people.
Yeah.
Somebody like myself or Courtney or Ken or Curtis, all we got to do is, you know, show our vaccine cards. Now, I'm wondering.
Nothing's getting between me and hockey.
Yeah, I'm wondering, can I just take a picture of it
yes,
on my
phone? Yes, you can. All right. They have that.
Right,
listed.
So I can just walk, you know, that it's not a big deal to me. It's
WTF.
It's a big deal to unvaccinated people, and it makes them, you know, it makes it real difficult for them.
I think you may be right when it comes to, and Courtney as well, when you suggest that there may be fans who don't go. Here's a fan that was interviewed yesterday, media-wise, and said that they are probably not going to go to games.
I'll pass. I'll watch it at home. It's fine.
Initially, I was just like, that's just kind of a bummer. You know, it's a little bit of a turnoff. I mean, I'd like to go see the games, but I mean, yeah, I mean, I'm vaccinated, so it's like it's nothing to me, but to be told that, like, I have to be vaccinated in order to enter the building, like, it just kind of, I just feel like if we continue doing that, it's going to happen, like, everywhere you go. I guess because you could still, like, remain unvaccinated and get to go to the game, you just got to show some sort of proof that you're safe to go. I mean, I think that's fair, you know, but, you know, just the whole, like, you got to be vaccinated, I mean, it's just a turnoff for me personally.
Huh, that's interesting. So some people are turned off, even though he's vaccinated.
Right.
He's bothered by the suggestion that you have to be.
Right.
That essentially they're telling you can't come into our building unless you've had a shot.
It's a pain in the ass because you think you go down there like, oh, and they're like, oh, can we see a vaccine card? You're like, oh, man, I left it at home. It becomes a whole issue now.
Yeah.
It's a pain in the ass.
Well, that is what is going on when it comes to the Celtics and the Bruins at the Garden. I get this text all the time, so I'll address it. This is a 617 text that says, Greg, why don't you just go get vaccinated? I'll address this. I'm actually more than likely going to get vaccinated by the end of this week.
Oh.
Whoa.
Reason being that it is, I believe it's still, is it still hurricane season? I have to ask our weather guy. Curtis, is it still hurricane season?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I was told the other day the best way to prepare for a hurricane is to get vaccinated.
Oh, wow. Let me be clear. If you're in a state where hurricanes often strike, like Florida or the Gulf Coast or into Texas, a vital part of preparing for hurricane season is to get vaccinated now.
Okay, wow. So I was going to tape my windows up first mm-hmm. and move the outdoor lawn furniture inside, but right. I think I'm going to get vaccinated so as to prepare for a hurricane.
Well, why was he wearing his underwear on his head?
Well, visit vaccines.gov. Vaccines.gov.
We know it. We know how with the leaf blowers from the one caller that can yes. really send the coronavirus.
Yes. Oh yeah, we're back. I didn't even think of that. We're back to leaf blower season. Right. That's going to be a real problem for Ethel or whatever her name was.
Can you imagine hurricanes?
Edith.
Yeah, it's, was that her name? Was it hey, no
this
Edith?
Is Edith, and I live, and I'm concerned about using leaf blowers right now because you know we go out and we stay 6 feet away from each other and we wear masks. And then a leaf blower can disperse the coronavirus for way more than 6 feet, and it's probably not a safe thing to be doing at this time.
Right.
So I didn't know whether you guys had thought about this. It may not even be safe, probably not for your workers even.
Right, it's the workers.
So maybe they could use rakes until this crisis is over. Thank you very much.
I always wondered where that audio came from.
Yeah, that's Edith's concern call.
Is there any doubt that she watches full stadiums in her living room with a mask on?
Yes, and she drives with a mask on with her windows down.
All right, let's get to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Gonna have to let that soak. Like a couple young Mormons or whoever it is that who does the soaking again? Was it Mormons, Courtney?
Yes. All right.
I don't. Is that Steve Vai?
No, no, God, this is your guy.
My guy. Who is that?
This is one of Bruce's only guitar songs that I know of.
Wait, that's Bruce?
Yeah, it's Bruce.
What song is it?
That's Kitty's Back.
Oh, yeah, that's. I think
it's early.
I think that's from Greetings from Asbury Park.
It might be.
Not anywhere near one of my favorite Bruce songs.
Good guitar intro, though.
Yeah,
that was really good.
Excellent.
Sound like something that would be out of a Melvin Van Peebles movie. No, he just passed away.
Who?
Melvin Van Peebles.
Oh, I didn't know he passed away.
Mario Van Peebles' dad.
Oh.
You know who he is?
No.
He's like a director, actor. He's been in the game for 89 years old. Oh. You know Mario Van Peebles, right?
Yeah, of course I know Mario Van Peebles.
Yeah, his father just
passed away. Who doesn't?
Well, Cliff. Right.
Is he related to Van Pebbles?
All right. Today's leads are brought to you by Subaru. Welcome to Adventure Elevated in the all-new 2022 Subaru Outback Wilderness. You can find your authorized Subaru retailer when you visit SubaruofNewEngland.com.
Simple observation from a simple man here, Greg, but this game Sunday for your Patriots against the Saints is bigger than the Brady game, bigger than the Bucs game. Now that you lost to Miami, this is a home game against a winnable opponent. Need this one. If you lose, and by the way, this is part of the devious nature of Tom Brady Sr. and how low down and dirty that was. What a sucker move that was, Wiggy.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're trying to distract the Patriots from the job at hand.
Mm.
So they're 1-2 going into that Brady game. That's part of the tactics that you're seeing at work here. But Bill needs to focus, as he always does, with what's in front of him. Win this game 2-1. You're going to lose the Bucs game. I mean, for all intents and purposes, we're probably going to lose. 2-2, and then you go to Houston, and you're 3-2, and you're fine. And the Brady game means nothing in the whole scheme of it. So need to win Sunday. Near must win.
Almost a must win.
Almost a must win.
All right. Thank you, Ken. Curtis, hello.
This is almost a Brady-free lead. So I was reading The Athletic 2 days ago, and the big discussion point has been and will be forever, who created who needed who more? Brady, Bill, Brady. And within this story, which is documenting the 20 years it's been since Brady came in and the day that changed everything with the Mo Lewis hit in week two of the 0-1 season that ended with the Super Bowl championship. Prior to week three, according to Jeff Howe, linebacker Ted Johnson walked over to say hello to Robert Kraft. Mr. Kraft, how you doing, sir? Teddy, not good, Kraft responded. We're having problems getting people to buy season tickets, Kraft told Ted Johnson. Mind you, at this point, the Patriots are 0-2. They've lost to the Bengals in week one, bad team. They lost to the Jets in week two. They are about to host Peyton Manning and the Colts. If not for Mo Lewis, Bill Belichick gets fired that year because they need to bring in new blood.
We go to Indianapolis.
Nope, it was at home, week three.
No, we went there.
I swear to God it was at home. Bjornson had a touchdown.
I think he was on the team.
Oh, you're not talking about 2001 season. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I am 2001.
Oh, you're talking about 2001?
You played them on the road, too, because they were a division opponent at the time, but you hosted them after the Brady game.
Okay.
Ken, you can look it up. I know it for a fact. I know that season backwards and front.
Is there anything better than the guy who didn't play schooling the guy who did play?
I just remember
on where the game
week
was.
Week three.
I remember catching a touchdown in one of those games.
Indianapolis Colts at Gillette Stadium. Here's the box score. Let's see.
So we played them later on.
Actually, it was at Foxborough Stadium. I apologize.
So we played them later on in the season,
right, because they were division opponent.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
Anything else you'd like to correct?
No, that's fine.
So, Curtis, your lead is that if not for Tom Brady, there would be no Bill Belichick.
Well, it's clear as day.
Something you have said previously on this show.
Hey, what do you think about the vaccine?
It's something that you've said never
before.
Do
you think that you should have to get tested before going to a game?
Write this down, Ken, if you could. Without Tom Brady, there would be no Bill Belichick. Put one of those lines and Chris Curtis underneath it.
How does Tom Brady get him?
How does
Dick
he get
Rabine.
Him? Plane? Train. What? How does
he become a member of the?
Gets drafted. Okay.
He's drafted by somebody. I don't
Dick
know who.
Rabine.
I mean, who would have seen him in the sixth round and said, "I'm going to take this young man as a draft pick, and hopefully he develops into the greatest quarterback of all time."
There should be a statue of Dick Rabine and Tom Brady at Gillette Stadium.
Somebody had to okay Dick Rabine's decision.
Yeah, Robert Kraft.
All right, Curtis, thank you. Courtney, hello.
Hello, good morning. Do you guys remember back in 2008 at the Super Bowl, there was a Mexican journalist, Inez Gomez Mont, who proposed to Tom Brady? Mm-mm. Do you guys remember that?
No.
Do we have the audio, Curtis?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we do.
You're right. To the woman in the wedding dress. Are you really? Wow. I've never had a proposal.
Say yes, please, Brady.
What's your name first?
Inez.
It's a beautiful name, Inez.
Yeah, from Mexico City. Marry me. I'm the real Miss Brady.
Okay,
so she became pretty notorious after that, back in the day. Well, she and her husband are allegedly on the run for embezzling nearly 3 billion pesos from Mexico's Ministry of the Interior.
Oh, what's 3 billion pesos? Is that like 50 bucks?
I think it's 146 million.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
So she and her lawyer husband are on the run.
Wow.
On September 10th, a federal judge issued a warrant for their arrest, but there we have it. So a fall from grace from Inez.
I bet Tom wishes he said yes. She has more money than Giselle.
I think he went on to say, you're a very beautiful woman. Mm-hmm. If you ever propose to somebody, they should say yes.
Luckily, he didn't say yes because she would have been that common law, and now she's an American citizen.
She was a fox at that time. I don't know how she's like now.
She was a fox.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Courtney.
You're welcome.
Wiggy?
All right, Ken, this is a little bit to kind of what you're saying. You said this is a must win, but not a must win.
I mean,
right?
Pretty much. It's close.
Well, I would say this is a must win, and I don't understand why everybody is looking past New Orleans. Mm. I don't get this. Like, everybody's, we're looking past New Orleans. We're getting ready for Tampa Bay. I don't get it when you look at a defense that has only allowed 14 points in two games. Their quarterback has thrown five touchdowns. Your quarterback has thrown one touchdown. Their defense is pretty decent. They got some good players on that side of the football. So I don't understand why we are in this whole world. This is a must win, because if you don't win this game, I'm on Ken's train. The likelihood of you beating Tampa Bay, it's not very good. So now you're talking about 1-3 going down to Houston. And that now becomes one of those games where it must be a must-win game. Mm-hmm. When you look at this New England Patriots team, I don't think we can now say anymore that we can pencil in W's. Like, even with the Houston game, like, there's no guarantee.
Oh, please. Davis Webb.
Yeah, well, you lost to them last year. You lost
to Deshaun Watson.
But you still lost to the Houston you lost to them with Brady.
I know, but Davis Webb, he sounds like what Jason Bourne's original name was.
But, Curtis, I don't care. I've seen plenty of Scribini quarterbacks play against the New England Patriots when they had Tom Brady and go out there and beat them. Now you're a team. You are no that mystique of you just being able to roll out the football, and because you have that Patriots logo on the front of your jersey and the side of your helmet can win football games, that is gone until you can prove that you can win these games. Week one was a must win. You didn't win that one.
Okay. And Bill Belichick said to us on this show that preparing for a Sean Payton team is very difficult because he prepares his team so well. So,
all right. So must win.
By far,
the biggest must win of the season.
Yeah, because if you don't, you're probably looking at 1-3 heading down to Houston.
Okay. All right, Wiggy. Thank you. Well, I think we're all aware that there is a national school bus driver shortage, which has become a crisis in this country. Here in Boston, turns out it has led to a disturbing incident with regard to the students at the Brook Charter School in Roslindale. They went on a field trip last week, and in order to go on the field trip, the only bus that was available to them was a party bus, which apparently, I don't know about these kinds of things, but apparently, Wiggy, you would. It had a stripper pole on it.
Yeah, they always do.
And Some of them come with.
And neon lights.
Oh, that's a great party bus.
There are several teachers and parents who are upset that their little children were placed onto a party bus with a stripper pole so as to be able to go on a field trip.
Just tell the kids it's like one of them jungle gym poles.
Yeah, a fireman's pole.
Yeah, exactly. They don't know what to be a stripper pole.
Those kids probably had so much fun.
Yeah, well, the school officials say that the students had a great time.
Yeah.
Of course, who doesn't have a great time on a party bus?
Yes.
Right. I want to go down the fireman pole.
Anybody know whether it was the Gronk bus or it was just a regular party bus?
I've never been on the Gronk bus. It looks a lot of fun, though.
I think that's like the Jeter bus. I think it's out of commission, though.
All right. Well, Greg's on the Asabi George bus.
Those are the leads. Quick reminder that you can stream this show at WEEI.com if you cannot listen to it on the radio for whatever reason, or you can download the Odyssey app, and then you can listen to us.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
From anywhere.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
Down around the corner, half a mile from here, see them hoping run and watch them disappear. But I love, where would you be now? After 7, Gronk is in the middle of a massive backpedal. So we will get to that most likely during trending with Ken Laird. Tomorrow on the show, we will be joined by the great Devin McCourty, I would guess most likely during the earlier portion of the program, 7 o'clock or
6:30 seems to be his wheelhouse.
6:30, okay. Yeah. And, of course, Monday, Patriots Monday, Bill Belichick at 6:30 and Boomer Esiason after 8 on Monday's show. This is Randy from Westport. What's up, Randy? Hey, Randy. Drop. Okay, Randy is gone. How about Mike? Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. How are we doing today?
What's up, Mike?
Not much. Just listening to the earlier segment in the show where you're talking about the whole vaccine requirements for the TD Garden.
Yes.
This kind of thing drives me nuts because it's all about trusting the science, follow the science, blah, 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 blah. That's what everyone says. Mm-hmm. For the last 18 months, over and over and over again, science has been proven to be marginally or very incorrect in many cases and had to be adjusted. Mm-hmm. We know that. That's a fact. A lot of the science pointed towards the fact that this virus didn't come out of a lab, and now we know, based on what Fauci's science was saying privately, that it did come out of a lab. Mm-hmm. It is pretty much a certainty that that's where it came from. Mm-hmm. Now we are going forward with this vaccine mandate. Everybody has to have the vaccine. I know three people at this point now that have died from COVID after having the vaccine. Okay? That is a problem because before there was a vaccine, I didn't know one person directly connected to me that had died of COVID. Not saying that there weren't a lot of people that died of COVID. God rest all of their souls. That is obviously, I was just very lucky in that situation. But at this point, I'm unlucky because three people that I know that have had the vaccine have passed away. Mm. And that drives me crazy when people sit there and say that this thing that people are taking is the end all be all and the only way that you're going to be protected from COVID. And then you have people that call in, like I heard a couple weeks ago, and say, don't take ivermectin because it's horse dewormer. Mm-hmm. That narrative has been pushed by this lump of flesh and the rest of his media that we have. This is the kind of thing that they keep pushing on us, and it's ridiculous because if anybody's ever taken Mucinex, Mucinex was the active ingredient is guaifenesin.
Okay.
Mucinex. What are we doing
Mucilex
here?
That's for congestion.
Curtis, hold on, Mike, stop.
This whole point of this call is to stipulate that he doesn't know anybody that's died of COVID, but he's known two people who have died since they got the vaccine, and then he says, but God rest all their souls. The point of that call was to cast doubt on the vaccine's efficacy and to get into some inane discussion based on not science, but his personal experience in the state of Florida, which I find to be a waste of time.
All right.
No. That's it? Tweet's done. I thought we were in the world now where it's just like, if you want to get vaccinated, get vaccinated.
Well, waste of time.
It's a waste of time.
Waste of time. Chris Curtis has determined.
All right. Let's get back to Brady.
What do you want, Brady?
It's your show, man.
Cam Newton?
Ooh. Boston College. How about Boston College?
Ooh, big game Saturday.
Don't sleep on Cam, man. I'm feeling Cam getting signed here shortly. Mm-hmm. Pittsburgh, I've been hearing some stuff, Ken. Mm-hmm. The Roethlisberger,
Ken brought up the TD Garden. I think that was Ken. Ken, do you regret bringing that up?
Or? No, I think that's, you know, I'm not big on the COVID talk, but that's major news for sports fans in Boston.
I mean, there are these callers are on hold. Should I take them or what do I do?
Well, I think these callers are about the TD Garden.
Right,
not Mucinex.
That is good for congestion. You ever been congested?
Yeah, it's really helpful. Work.
And I love the commercials.
Right. The little green.
Yeah, it's like the mucus, but he's like an emoji.
Creep me out.
Mikey afraid Mucus, to, I think his name is.
Afraid to answer this call now. Hello, Randy.
Good morning, guys.
Hi, Randy.
Hi. Yeah, I wanted your opinion on. I just got like the antibody test, and I never got sick, and I have the antibody. So does that, in my opinion, that's better than a vaccine.
I don't know anything about I'm not a doctor nor a scientist, so I'm just going to I'm just going to.
I don't even want to address it.
I'm not going to say.
Antibodies, he might have had COVID before.
Non-symptomatic. What's the word I'm kidding?
Asymptomatic.
Asymptomatic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is Todd. Hello, Todd.
Hey, good morning, guys. Let's talk about the things we do know. When this ends at the TD Bank North Garden will be, just like in New York at Carmine's restaurant there, is when somebody of African-American descent is turned away at the gates because they don't have the proper documentation. And who backed up the people at Carmine's who got thrown out? Black Lives Matter came in and backed them and paid for their attorneys and then protested outside the next day yelling, "You're racist because you know a majority of African-Americans don't want to get vaccination." And then on top of that, they called them.
What happened to him? Did you dump out of him, Ken?
Oh, my hands are away from the board.
We went from Mucinex to Black Lives Matter.
What is going on?
All from the TD Garden and the vaccines. I think it is stupid, though, for the TD Garden to say that you have to now show your vaccine card, right? And that you have to have a test, right? Because doesn't that, like, break, like, HIPAA laws?
No.
No?
No, that's been Larry the lawyer told you that any private business could do anything that they want.
All right.
I didn't realize that.
But what's next? Does that mean, is that coming down the pipe for everything? Like a lot of these places now are going to be like either vaccinated or.
A lot of places already are.
I think that's HIPAA.
Mm-hmm. Oh, a lot of places. I haven't been to a place. Mm-hmm. There's actually places that you have to show your vaccine card to get into.
Correct.
Oh. This is Braden. Hello, Braden. Braden. David. Hello, David.
Wow. Hi, good morning, guys. So,
and then I get David.
Let me share something.
Hold on.
Let me share something with you guys when it comes to vaccines.
Hold on. I may call for a rare restart on the program. Have we done a rare restart recently?
No, I can't remember doing one. Mm-hmm. No.
No. 6 o'clock show open. Start the whole thing over again.
Okay.
Yeah, but wasn't that your TD Garden? Who? When you had their TD Garden lead?
Huh?
When they your TD Garden?
No, wasn't my lead. Ken brought it up.
So
my lead was about the stripper pole.
Oh yeah, that is right. That is right. So if we restart the show, then does Ken have to remove that TD Garden vaccine thing?
I guess. I don't know. You want? So we'll.
Oh my God, it's lighting up now.
What is
the phone lines?
But wait till it's 7. I say my lead, and then Wiggy says the same lead.
It was close to the same. Close to the same lead. Well, I can't piggyback off your lead? Can I not piggyback off a lead?
That's fine.
Oh, my bad.
It's good.
My bad, boss man. Lead.
All right, sports.
Can we talk about Boston College football, please?
No.
Please.
Let's just never.
Set the show on fire.
Here's Courtney. A 401 text. Asking who gave Curtis the right to cancel free speech.
Uh-oh.
That was pathetic.
I got that a few weeks ago, Curtis.
You did? Yep, you got the same thing?
Yep.
Yeah. You're free to speak as long as you want, as wherever you want, but as long as it's on this show, and I'm not going to have people calling and talking about Mucinex and how three of their friends have died since they got the vaccine, but nobody they know has COVID. Like, what are we doing here? That is not what I think people on their way to work want to hear. But that's just me.
I wouldn't expect that coming from Curtis, too, man. I wouldn't expect
you
to, not him to silence people. Not Curtis. He's on the, you know, the other side where there's no silence.
There's no silence.
Also, it's not silencing somebody if Curtis let him speak and then Curtis gave his opinion.
Right. But Greg gets very butthurt.
Yeah. Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh.
Wait a second.
Oh,
boy.
I think people have the right to say whatever they want. Whether they got facts or no facts.
My thing, Curtis, is to try. I think you can look at almost any topic and you can try to find a way to have fun with it. I don't think you need to get angry and start yelling. That's, I guess, the difference between me and you.
I think this is a perfect opportunity for people to come on.
It's what?
This is the perfect.
Oh, here's a completely different opinion.
This is the perfect place for people to come on and spew their opinion about how they feel, right?
Curtis is not having it.
Can't happen fast enough.
He's not having it.
Do you know anybody who's had measles, mumps, or rubella?
He's not having it. He's not having it. He is not having it.
Not having that, huh?
No.
Come on, Curtis.
He's not having it.
Trump would be pissed right now if he heard you say that.
Trump is done. I don't want Trump. I just want to live my life without having to talk about people's personal experience with an illness that we're talking about the exact same way for 2 years. I'd rather run into traffic.
What about people who are dealing with congestion? How are they not going to know about Mucinex?
That's a great point.
We should actually talk about
it. We should sponsor all COVID talk with Mucinex.
Hello.
Or right. As soon as somebody doesn't get in the TD Garden, Black Lives Matter is going to be outside.
All right. I think I'm going to – executive order. I want the 6 o'clock show intro when we return, and we'll restart the program next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.